Hello, ladies. This is Teresa Senecola and Alicia Baptiste, and we are here today for the weekly prayer cafe for the International Christian Mompreneur Network. This is our chance once a week to fill up and be nourished spiritually by Alicia, who's going to share with us some encouraging words today. And I already feel better from the 5 minutes of conversation that I had with her before we started recording our call. So I know there are some wonderful nuggets of inspiration in store for you today. All right. Go ahead, Alicia.
Thank you, Teresa. And I just pray this afternoon, morning, night, whenever you're listening to this recording, that you find some encouragement to stay the course, doing the work that God has put on your heart to do. I know for myself as a mom and trying to walk in my purpose that there are moments of discouragement when it feels like what you're doing is not making a difference. It can especially feel like that as a mom because much of what we do is so repetitive. You wash the dishes, and then I feel like 5 seconds later there's another sink full. And so it just feels often as if your work is thankless, and it just sometimes just seems very insignificant. So we're going to be reading from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16, actually, reading Jesus' words to us. And it reads as follows: "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." So here, again, if you've listened to me any length of time, you know I love analogies. And here, Jesus gives an analogy, a comparison of what we are like on earth, what we are like in this world, or what we should be like. First, he calls us salt. And let's think about what does salt do? Salt, it enhances the flavor that's already there. When you put salt, when you're baking, you put like a little pinch of salt, like a fourth teaspoon or something like that in your baking. It enhances the flavor that's already there. If you don't put salt in it, like you don't notice that there's salt there until there's salt not there. I have a friend who tells a story about baking this bread recipe, and she ended up making a much larger quantity of bread than she had planned to because of not reading the recipe correctly or something like that. And it ended up that not only did she make a large batch of bread that lasted for months, she also forgot to put salt in the bread. And she talked about how when they tried to eat that bread, they would have to, like, take the salt shaker and put salt all over the bread just so they could stand eating it because it just didn't have the flavor. And so your presence, just like salt, enhances the good that's already present. So your presence is important. You have a purpose in being where you are to enhance the good that's already there, to bring out the good, to magnify the good that's there, to expose the good that's there. Just like salt enhances the flavor of whatever we put it on. Okay, so the next thing about salt is, salt is a preserver, and it does that by inhibiting the bad bacteria growth. So if you know anything about many cultures take fish and they put salt all over the meat or fish or whatever, and that when they put it in all of that salt, it basically kills the bad bacteria that would grow in the meat. And in the same way, our presence not only enhances the good that's already present, but our presence preserves the good, or another way to say that is it keeps the bad from overrunning the good. Just like that salt keeps the bad bacteria from running amok and ruining the meat, our presence keeps the bad from just kind of running amok and overrunning and completely keeping the good from being present. Our presence preserves the good in this world. So your presence is needed, and the people around you need you to walk in your purpose. When Jesus says, if the salt has lost its taste, he says that it is no longer good for anything. And so in that same way, when we live as undercover Christians and we try to stay under the radar, we are not salty, and we're not the preserver that we were meant to be. But we were meant to make a difference where we are. Our presence, and I would even say this, I would say that you have been strategically placed exactly where you are at this time and in this place, wherever that might be, even if you're in your home, even if it's the internet space that you've been given, the platform that you've been given has been strategically designed by God that you would be there, because he wants you to be salt there, to preserve the good and to enhance the good that's present. So I want to encourage you to continue to walk in your purpose, being that magnifying glass that enhances the good in this world. Okay, now Jesus moves on to the second analogy. He says that you are the light. And light is meant to bring, be placed in dark places because, you know, obvious thing is when it's dark, you can't see. And there's not much you can do when there is darkness. As a matter of fact, darkness is often used as a cover for evil and wickedness. And so we bring the light so that others might be able to see. So your light is meant to be seen by others. When he talks about, when Jesus says that, you know, when you have a light is not meant to be hid underneath a bushel basket. It's meant to be placed on a lampstand so that it gives light to all in the house. And you and I would probably both agree that if I were to turn on a lamp or light a candle, it would be kind of pointless for me to put a cover over the light and block the light, because then the light is not fulfilling its purpose. Because light was meant, that lamp, that candle was lit so that people might be able to see, so that the darkness might flee. And in the same way, you were meant to bring light to dark places. When you shine your light, what does that look like? Your light is any work done for the benefit of others. Any work, anything you do that is done for the benefit of others. So you are meant to bring good to dark places. And here's the deal. The light that we shine does not originate with us. It is the light of Jesus Christ. And because of his Holy Spirit that lives within us, we have the ability to shine his light to the world so that now those who are walking in darkness might be able to see. So the purpose of the light is to help others, and so that others might be drawn to the loveliness and the love of the Father. To help others, and so that others might be drawn to the loveliness and the love of the Father. So let me say this, ladies. The world is a better place when you walk in your God-given purpose. So I encourage you, be the salt. Enhance the good. Magnify the good that's already present. Keep the bad from overrunning the good. Shine your light. Do good for the benefit of others, so that others might be drawn to the loveliness and the love of the Father. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Father, we are so thankful that you have given us a purpose, that our presence in this world matters. Not only our presence in this generic world matters, but our presence where we've been placed in our homes, in our businesses, in our offices, in the platforms you've given us, in the schools where we work, in the specific church body that we're in our neighborhood, in our city, in our country. We've been strategically placed here by you so that we might be the salt and be the light, so that others might benefit from our presence, which is really your presence within us, and people might be drawn to you. And ultimately, when they're drawn to you, that's when their lives are transformed for good. Lord, we're so thankful for the transforming work that you are doing in each one of us. I pray for the lady right now, Lord, who's feeling insignificant, who feels overwhelmed, who feels like their work doesn't matter because perhaps they're not seeing the numbers, all of the statistics, the statistical data that would say you're successful. Maybe she's not making the money in her business that she wants to make. Maybe as a mom, she sees that her children seems like she's not making a difference in the lives of her children, and she feels discouraged. Lord, I just pray, would you just encourage her right now that every time she shines her light and when she walks in her purpose, being the salt, that it really does matter. But here's the deal. Often we don't notice salt until it's not there. And many times we don't notice light until it's gone. And we need her salt. And we need her light. Because without her, something really wonderful will be missing from this world. So, God, I just pray that we might live and walk in our purposes without fear, without timidity, without selfish ambition, but with hearts overflowing with sincere love and generosity for the people that you've placed in our lives. Lord, help us to shine the light so that others around us may know that you are real and be drawn to your loveliness. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alicia. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
Very encouraging. I know some mamas who will be very encouraged to hear your words today. So thank you.
Well, I sure do pray that.
Yeah. All righty. Well, ladies, thank you for joining us whenever it is that you're listening in. And Alicia, thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Teresa, for giving me the opportunity to shine my light and to be salt with the ladies of the Christian Mompreneurs Network.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks for showing us how.
All right.
All right. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.